I was asked on the 21st of May, before the hearing started, to basically make a statement to enable the generals and the prosecution to drop the charges. The general's lawyers pleaded with my lawyer to convince me to make a statement to enable them just to say, in light of this statement, we're no longer pursuing the charges. And what was the statement? Basically, I explained in court that I submitted my questions to the general's companies on the human rights abuses, but I've learned in court that these questions were not forwarded to the generals themselves. And as a sign of good faith, since there was this willingness from the generals to make the case go away, I reaffirmed my commitment not to reprint the book again, because it has already also been printed 8 times. To my surprise, when I got to the courtroom, the public prosecutor did nothing but lie in front of the international observers who were in the courtroom, twisted, mangled what I have on the record in court, and basically said that I apologize and I acknowledge that I had written falsehoods when I never said any of that. And furthermore, the prosecutor also stated that in light of me not having presented any witnesses, I should be sentenced to a month in prison, and if the judge wanted, could suspend that sentence.
In reality, they are making you to at least admit guilt, when in fact you did not admit guilt.
Yes, and also because the case had no grounds to proceed. I was asked by the army to take a patriotic stand, because this case was being very damaging to the Angolan armed forces as well, so that we could bring this to a positive end for both sides.
So the army asked you to take a patriotic stand, meaning what? Not to pursue the case?
And exactly, to make that small statement as a token of my good faith, so that the generals would drop the case, then we would all go home. And when I went back to court, I realized that they had odd intentions. And it's important to explain here that the prosecutor would not have taken that stand if he did not receive orders from above.
On Thursday now, what do you expect? Do you expect the judge is going to announce sentence for you and then suspend that? Or is he going to respect your view that you did not say what the generals are saying?
As I explained to you, the lawyer has already said that he spoke to the judge on what should be the sentence. So what can I expect from this lawyer?
So in reality, the judge is going to give you a month sentence but suspended.
The judge will do what he's told. And if the general or whoever is calling the shot changes the mind and say, well, acquit Rafael, I'll be acquitted. If says increase the sentence, he'll increase the sentence. He is only a pawn. He's not a judge in the latter senses.